Hello, this 5 minutes of the proper test, the word of God, episode 79. 79. And our fundamental scripture has been Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So that this time you've been listening to me, that we can all say it offhand, off the cuff. Hebrews 4, 12. It says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So in the previous episode, I was talking about how God will come and make his abode in us. But when he says that he's going to make himself visible to you through his word, it's not going to be an angel descending and descending on you and a bright light. All those ones are good, but this is how God is going to talk to us forever and ever. You and I and all of us in this world, this is how he's going to talk to all of us. He's going to speak to us through his word, through the scriptures, the Bible. And I think that the more you hear and the more you believe these words, the better it will be for you. Because when you open your Bible, you know what is happening. It is not, no, it is a living message. It's a living message. It is as though Jesus himself were there, right there, physically with you. That is the word. The word has taken the place of Jesus, the written word. And Jesus is the living word, and we can see his life, experience his life as we read the word. And I as I taught you, and I keep saying, put the word on your lips and begin to say it. Okay, another way of looking at the word is that the word of God, in Romans 10:8, the word of God is called the word of faith. The word of God is called the word of faith. So what is Romans 10:8? What is there? He said, "But what saith it? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. So what is the word? The name, another name for the word is what? The word of faith. Please get it, get it. Another name for the word of God, the scriptures, is what? The word of faith. And it's so interesting that the word of God is what produces faith in you. Somebody saying, "I'm praying, Prophetess Olivia, I'm praying for faith." You're praying for faith. Why are you praying for faith? When Romans 10:17 says, listen to what Romans 10:17 says, and I'm sure you've heard it, and sometimes you have even quoted it if you are somebody who is quite conversant with scripture. Says, "So then faith cometh by hearing." How is faith coming? How is faith ever coming to you according to Romans 10:17? What is it saying? It says, "So then faith cometh." Faith cometh. How is your faith going to come? How is your faith going to come? He said, faith cometh by hearing. How is faith coming? By hearing. How is faith coming? By hearing. So, and you have to hear and hear and hear and hear. That's why this 10, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes in 1,440 minutes that God has given to you today, he says, give him 5 minutes and use 5 minutes to just hear this word. So now you have heard about Romans chapter 10, verse 3, and then you also heard Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and he's calling.